Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time for the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. The charts from Talkers Magazine are in the focus. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Doug Steffen is here for your listening and dancing pleasure to go through the charts the week of the 22nd of January, last full week of the month of January. And everybody is lamenting already, wowie zowie. We're into the end of January, the playoffs. Right, this program airs around the country around the weekend, so Friday some people hear it, Saturday some people hear it, Sunday some people hear it. The postseason continuing on Sunday with the AFC Championship and the NFC Championship. They have one game in the afternoon and one in the evening, I think, right? Isn't that how they do that?
Yeah, 12, well, Pacific time, because you know I'm on the West Coast, but 12:30 and 3:30, so 3:30 and 6:30 mm-hmm. for you East Coasters.
Right. I know you'll find this shocking. Yeah, who's going to play in the Super Bowl? There is a suit that was filed this week against Vince McMahon, accusing Ooh. Him of sexual assault. How about that?
Of the worst kind.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Did you read it?
I saw enough of it. This is a former employee. I think that's one of the reasons that he kind of got booted. His wife said, you know, you're not... His wife owns more of the stock than he does.
So well, they've actually just said, sold... Don't forget, because they just
yeah, they
combined...
Did sell most of it.
Yeah, they did WWE with UFC, so it's now TKO is the company. And yeah. But Linda McMahon did find out about this affair, and I just went through it. I can't... I mean, it was actually disgusting. But yeah. the woman says she was living...
I always thought he was disgusting.
Well, I don't... Here's the thing. I want to see, it's so outlandish that I'm hopeful it's not true. It's so disgusting. So I'm not going to give you the gory details, but apparently they met because she was taking care of her parents and living in the same building with Vince McMahon, and then saying that she was like destitute, which seems odd if you're living in the same building with Vince McMahon, but you know, whatever. And so he said, hey, you know, I can put you to work. And then he started forcing her, she said, into having relations with not only him, but another guy who's actually the stepdad of the Bella twins.
He's
a former wrestler and was working with Vince. And then,
sex trafficking too.
And then mm-hmm. saying that they use, and TMZ named the guy, but they said they used her to try to sign deals with other athletes. And one of the people they named was Brock Lesnar, who is a big superstar that was in both UFC and in WWE. So mm-hmm. I don't know.
Leave it to Jennifer to know what's going on in the sordid world.
Oh, I can tell you more, but this is a family program.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. All right. And I always like to, when Jennifer's here, bring in at least one California story before we get into the nitty-gritty of the stories and the people.
I haven't even heard of it. Mm-hmm, go ahead. All right.
Well, so I'll try this one first, then you can do the doozy. This woman rescued from floodwaters this week. She spent 15 hours on top of her overturned car in Livermore. She was in actually a camper vehicle. And so somebody saw what was going on. They drove by and saw her on the top of the vehicle. She was rescued. She attempted to cross the floodwaters in the nighttime, but didn't know how deep the water was. So the car obviously went kaplunk, and that was the end of that. The car overturned in the water. I'm surprised it wasn't carried down. Looking at some of the video.
It really rained on Monday, and San Diego got nailed. I think it was the most rainy, like the most rain in one single day for San Diego, not for L.A. Wasn't record setting, but for San Diego, and I think in like years, like decades, and they were the flooding there. And I'm surprised it didn't get picked up more by the national media. It didn't even really get picked up in Los Angeles. I had listeners that were sending me pictures of floodwaters going by their homes in San Diego.
Yeah.
I mean, just unbelievably scary.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So there's our California coverage.
Can I give you a two for California?
Yeah. Here we go.
Because it's too wild. All right, so the first is that a girl who stabbed her boyfriend 108 times and killed him got 2 years probation and 100 hours community service. Because he forced her to take a hit on a bong, and she had weed-induced psychosis.
Yeah. That's okay. For California.
Jury justice convicted her. Prevail. Judge gives her the soft sentence. And then number two, this one will really tee you off. California is now investigating. They're passing through a new bill with a speed limiter to be built into every car starting in 2027.
Right.
I call it the kill switch. Yeah, yeah. So when you do something wrong and Gavin Newsom's like, I'll stop her. And then your car just stops. You can't go anywhere.
I'll continue to drive my car that is registered in Massachusetts, so I don't have to worry about that out there. Thank you very much. All right, good news. The economy this week is a source of probably a smile or two. Number seven is a focus on not only our economy, but the economy of China. The Chinese economy is going in one direction, and ours is going in another. As a great example of that, stock market closed higher this week. All of the averages were up. The interest rates are going down. Gross domestic product is up. So there are other, it's interesting because Turkey is not a great economic power, but as an example of one of our country having led the way when it came to interest rates, and now we're going down, Turkey's central bank is going up. And some people, can you imagine living in a country where they charge you 40% interest on a loan? Mm. It's like dealing with the mafia.
Do anything.
You can charge that.
That's like you'll
right.
never
you
be
can't.
Able to pay it back.
So the economy will go right into the tank, and Turkey will become a greased
cooked.
People. Some, yeah, right. A cooked turkey. Very good, Jennifer. All right. You're welcome. Let's get into some of the things that are on the story list. I'll go through the list for you. At number 10, the weather. Jennifer just dealt with that over in California, but it's all over the country. The Oscar nomination is number 9. Situation with Boeing and their 737 is number 8. Economy, 7. Social media, 6. I think 4 and 5 are kind of tied together. Middle East war and what's happening with the Houthi rebels and the Iranians. Number 3, Trump with E. Jean Carroll. Number 2, I don't know why I'm laughing at that, but anyway, the migrant situation and the presidential race is number 1. I think playing in there is Mike Johnson and his attempts to sort of make a deal with the rest of his party and how they deal with Ukrainian aid and aid to Israel. I don't think there was any money at all in this latest kick the can down the road move, right? For either Ukraine or
which was part of
Israel.
The deal to kick the can. Yeah, so they didn't do that.
Yeah.
The thing that's annoying to me, and I'm not just saying this from where I sit politically, or maybe I am, who knows, but I can't stand these bills where they say, well, we'll secure the border, but you have to give all this money to Ukraine. That's junk. It's the job of the president. It's the job of every elected member of anything to keep us safe, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And having an open border and having the problems, and not only just for our safety, but the safety of the people who are coming here, who are being sold to the cartels. This is not good for anybody. Yeah. And so if you have this going on and you want to say, well, we're going to use this as a political tool so that we can get more money for Ukraine or more money for our pet projects. Enough of that. Can't we just do single bills? I don't know why we have to put everything.
It should be a law. We should have a law.
So
somebody who really is a leader, you want to be a leader. So lead by creating a circumstance in which this has to happen. This is the way it has to happen. I save some of these for you, Jennifer, because I know you're on top of it. And frankly, we don't pay much attention to anything that Trump is doing.
No pressure to me, right?
Well, I see that he testified in the E. Jean Carroll. That's why, it's number 3 this week on the countdown. And what am I to understand? She already got $5 million bucks from him, right? So is he trying to get the $5 million back?
No, she's suing for more because he still contends he didn't rape her. And she's the one who says that he followed her into a dressing room at whatever department store it was next to Trump Tower and raped her.
Right.
Years ago. And so the jury in New York said that he had to pay her however much he did. Well, then he was upset about paying it. And so he says, I didn't do anything. I remember, you know, she's a charlatan, basically. And so now she's suing him for that, for more money.
Well, don't we, the public is, even though they don't seem to hold this against her, the people that support him, they don't hold this against him. But he was already convicted of having one of his henchmen pay off Stormy Daniels, what was it, $150,000 or whatever it was.
That was Michael Cohen.
So, Michael Cohen. So he's certainly capable of doing that.
Well, but with Stormy Daniels, the payoffs, yeah, and I think a lot of rich and powerful people, and including Trump, I don't think he's exempt from that, make stories go away if they are, whether they, and I would say if whether they're true or not, a lot of people just make stories go away because they don't want to be bothered with them. They don't want the bad press of litigation. With Stormy Daniels, he was never accused of rape. He was accused of having a relationship with her and paying her hush money.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a little bit, it's a little different. He just wanted to make it go away. Whether it's true or not, look, I don't think we should be under any grand illusion that Trump's perfect in his marriage. I don't feel that
really?
Way.
Really?
I'm not voting. But here's the thing. I'm not voting for him to be a husband, and I'm not marrying him. I'm voting for him to be president, and there's a difference.
Okay, let's imagine that, Jay, for a second. Jennifer Horn married to Donald Trump. What do you think?
Oh, I can hang with it. I mean, you get to live at Mar-a-Lago at least. I'd be like, go do your thing. Stay away from me. Just leave me by the pool. Thank you.
On the people list this week, Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie are number 10. That was quite a slight, it would seem, in the Oscar nominations. Carrie Lake, what did she do this week? She's an obnoxious pain in the you-know-what. But why is she at number 9?
Because the party leader bribed her to get out of the Senate race, and she said no, not for $1 billion, and now the guy had to resign.
That's Jeff DeWitt. Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that clarification. 18 after the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today.
It's a great addition to any plan that you've got going on. If you need a little bit of additional help in reaching your weight loss goals, this Calitrin can be the answer. We've been doing this a long time. We're very good at it. You also get a team of support when you buy Calitrin, too, so you're not just taking a product and saying good luck, hope it works out for you. You get a personal Calitrin consultant. You can email them, call them, text them. They're going to be there for you along your weight loss journey. They've got lots of tips and guides that they can send you to help you reach your weight loss goals, and they truly care.
What sort of deals? There's always a deal.
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. During a good day program, we always, at this point in every hour, go through social media items, some of the trending stories, a little gossip here and there. But we also find time, and I think this is appropriate for our Talk Radio Review, to look at some of the things that are ancillary to social media. For example, this week the House in Florida approved a bill to ban social media for children under the age of 16. I'm thinking that would be good for every state, but then I think, could it ever get passed in California? Ever get passed in Massachusetts? Ever get passed in New York? This is a bill that would target, it tracks, actually, user activity, allowing children to upload content that is not for them. So the bill was passed 106-13. Democrats joined because they realize where this is going. The Democrats better get in on this, not just in Florida, but around the country. This is going to be an election issue. If we can get away from Trump making fun of everybody and actually get to some real issues, then he and Biden and Kennedy need to be talking about this. This is one of the big issues going forward. They described it as digital fentanyl, which is pretty accurate, I think, frankly.
Well, it is addicting, and not only for children.
Yeah.
And, I mean, personally, I'm all for not having a certain age and younger on social media. I don't like that the government's getting in on it, though.
Me
no,
too, Jerry.
I think you're
there's
right
too
right.
many
I,
rules and regulations.
I think that it should be up to the parents, and I know the parents are messing it up. But man, oh man, to have government come in and legislate everything in our lives is just, it's
see what's going on, and we're letting it happen. Microsoft is laying off 1,900 employees in the gaming division. So what would be the cause of that? Obviously, it's not working the way they wanted it to work. So then when they bought it, there's 22,000 people in his gaming workforce. Imagine that. Just in the gaming workforce at what's the name of the company? Meta, right? Facebook. Microsoft doesn't have any public. It doesn't have Facebook and Instagram and X. It just is a software provider, right? And this gaming stuff is becoming so big. The money that's being spent. Wow. They even have some of the wrestlers are doing gaming things. You know, it was football first and baseball, and then you had people like Kevin Hart doing spots for it. Now it was just everywhere because there's so much money in it. Money. The root of all evil, but without it, what do you do? That's a good question, Doug. Thank you for asking him. A half a dozen people in Missouri reported missing are believed to have been lured into a cult led by a convicted child molester. Here's something else that's a disgrace for social media. The cult was led by a guy named Rashad Jamal, who's now in the slammer in Georgia for 18 years. He was convicted of one count of child molestation. Where do these perverts come from? My God, they're everywhere. It's a disease. We talk about Vince McMahon, then we had somebody else that we were talking about, and now this? Wow. And then they're using social media to get at these people, to find them. It's disgraceful. Now, that movie, The Beekeeper, that I was talking about, Jennifer, I don't think you were here when I was talking about it. If you haven't seen it, it's about social media ripping people off and how people are, and this is a true story, both aspects of it are true. The fact that there is a group called The Beekeepers, one of the, you know, those black ops organizations, but the fact that there are these boiler rooms around the country that are ripping people off to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars every day.
Wow.
It's really pretty amazing. Yep. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A Manhattan federal jury concluded Friday that former President Donald Trump is liable to pay $83.3 million to writer E. Jean Carroll. That's for public statements he made in 2019, which disparaged Carroll and denied her rape allegations. The White House is upholding its support for Israel in response to the International Court of Justice's ruling, which calls on Israel to minimize the civilian death toll in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the court's decision aligns with the administration's stance that Israel should reduce civilian casualties in its conflict with Hamas. The U.S. is intensifying efforts to secure the release of remaining hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. CIA Director William Burns is scheduled to meet with officials from Israel and Qatar this weekend amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the air with the comments, social media questions we asked during the week. Jay is in charge of that. So we have some interesting comments. The question is about who you'd pick for president, and Lynn Greer wants me to run for president, and Jay and Jennifer to be vice presidents. There you go.
What we else have to stage a mutiny.
Really? That seems to be in the that's in the air these days.
Anything true. Else? We'll weaponize.
Yeah.
All so right. Somebody asked me.
I'm going to bring. You know what I'm going to do as president? I'm going to make sure there's manure enough for everyone. And we'll have it spread all around Washington because there's so much stuff, there's so much SH you know what in Washington now.
Hey.
A little more manure, right, would be good. Help things grow. All right, what else we have here, Jay?
Somebody at the stage posed this question to us about if Trump and Biden were not running for president, who would your pick be? It doesn't matter if they are a current candidate, a former candidate, just, you know, in the land of Oz,
yeah,
who
good
would
question.
You want to be president? But it's so great because when you think about how we actually vote in real life, we don't. Sometimes we get to vote for who we want in office, but more than often than not, we're just voting against,
running against
somebody. Choices. Yeah, we're just voting to keep somebody out of office. We don't really want the person from whom we're voting in office. We just really don't want the other person in office. And so we pose that question that Jeff Tolton says DeSantis and Pompeo.
I like Mike Pompeo.
It's an interesting combination. Pompeo's not bad. Pompeo. I agree. DeSantis is a disgrace. I wouldn't run. I wouldn't let him run for dog catcher. He's a phony baloney. At least you can say with Trump, he is who he is. There's no phony baloney with Trump. You know who he is. You know what he's all about. And I don't think we know that. I think to a point you know that about Biden because he's been around for as long as he has been. But DeSantis is a mask. Maybe Nikki Haley. I don't feel like I really know who she is either. I don't know that I knew who any of these people are. I want to know who they are because I want to know what makes them tick. I know what makes Trump tick. I don't have any question about that, but I can't tell you. And I think I know about Biden. I don't think I know that about the rest of them. And I think I know it about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You can kind of see he's pretty much, he lays it all out. He doesn't hide much. But don't you want to know who's in charge of the most powerful army in the world? Don't you want to know who's in charge of the most powerful economic machine in the world? Don't you want to know who's in charge of all of the aspects of the money that gets spent, trillions of dollars? I want to know who those people are. And I don't know that we know who these people are. Anyway, keep going, Jay. Excuse me.
Antonio Gibranet says, Jeff Bezos for his business and logistic expertise, and Taylor Swift for the popularity contest.
Ha! There's a combo. Imagine. Now, ladies and gentlemen, President Jeff Bezos and the Vice President Taylor Swift. There you go.
How about we have Kelsey be president?
No, better yet, Taylor Swift should be president, and Kelsey maybe can be the vice president, if you will, or first husband or whatever. I think they're going to get married, by the way. What do you think?
I
think they're
going to
get married. Yeah.
If it's real.
Yeah, I bet you. Yeah, right.
There are people
all right, what else you have here?
Not.
Oh, really?
The haters, the naysayers.
Yeah. Yeah,
Jesse
the ones
Ortiz
who want to.
Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens.
Ah, yeah. Keep going.
And Donna Lou, I always liked former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. He stood strong, but always
me
dignified.
Too.
Yeah, he's a pretty conservative guy, but he was pretty straight. Yeah, he was a pretty straight shooter.
I was all Walker for 3 weeks until Trump entered the race in 2015.
Yeah. You faker.
Yeah, just a minute. I know.
You phony. All right, who else we got here?
Wendy Turner. Would vote for Ben Carson and Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I would be scared of that combo. I think they're both too nice.
Oh. Let's not have a nice president. Yeah, it is sad. Yeah. Yeah. Keep going. What else? Do we get anything different? We see, I see a lot of the same names.
Quite a few people said Ron DeSantis. Yeah, there were a lot of Ron DeSantis picks, too.
All right. Yeah. All right. Anyway. And did Nikki Haley get any votes at all?
Yeah, Terry Seavey said, well, I think Nikki Haley, but I think RFK Jr., as I signed a petition for him to be on the New Hampshire ballot, so it's fair is fair.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's another one that's getting it handed to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not fair enough.
All right. You mean, yeah, sticking to him because the Republicans and Democrats don't want him in there because he's going to take votes away from both of them and upset the apple cart. All right, let's stick with the presidential race here for a little bit. I got a kick out of Johnny Marr saying he didn't want Donald Trump playing his music at his rallies. I don't know who Johnny Marr is, though.
I know.
Singer for the Smiths.
Oh. And what's the song? I don't even know.
The song that he was playing was Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah, James, see if you can find that. I want to hear what it sounds like. I don't even, it doesn't ring a bell with me. Yeah? Have you heard it, Jen?
No, I don't know. I mean, I've heard of the Smiths vaguely, but I wouldn't have an idea if this guy ran
into
the
street. Don't be sleeping on the Smiths. They're great.
Are they? What have they done that everybody knows about?
Please, 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 let me, let me, let me, let me get what I want this time.
Pass.
I don't know if that was... rally around this bunch. All right, so don't use that song. I don't think he's losing anything by using that that song.
I thought you might just be happy somebody was hearing it.
Yeah, that could be, yes. All right, also, Ron DeSantis has blamed checked-out Iowa voters this week for tanking his campaign. It's your fault, those of you who are listening to our stations in Iowa. Ron DeSantis says you are responsible for him being a loser. But you know what?
That always makes over friends.
Ron DeSantis is responsible for him being a loser. Ron DeSantis does his own losing very well. He said he kept running into voters who liked him and his policies, but they felt like they owed Trump another shot. Yeah, that's it. Right? I don't know about that. I haven't seen any of that. Have you seen any of that? Jen, really? Seriously?
I think, seriously, a year ago at this time, Ron DeSantis was ahead of Trump in every poll, like in almost every state, except for maybe a couple of the
because people didn't know him. Remember what I said a few minutes ago about knowing.
He's the one that blew it. He waited too long to get into the race, and then when he did get into the race, he showed that his personality was lacking. You know, say what you will about Trump, he's entertaining to watch, and he's got the it factor. And
you know
a lot of these candidates who go forward have that it factor. Obama had the it factor. You know, you just want to watch them.
Biden doesn't have the it factor at all. So what a phony DeSantis is, though. DeSantis then turns around and says, okay, I support Donald Trump, after he said all those horrible things about Trump. And do you think Trump's going to pay any attention to him one way or another?
Probably not.
Trump said
since
congratulations
DeSantis,
on a well, he said congratulations on a good race, and then he moved on.
Yeah, he moved to keep the Florida legislature from voting to pay Trump's legal bills, which I think is appropriate.
Is
why should the state of Florida?
Trump. He's for the Republican
legal
Party.
Bills. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Let's see. I don't know. I've had enough of this. Have you? Is there? I can go in any number of directions here with this, but I just don't want to. But I get that. Well, what can we say that's new and different? That's really kind of the bottom line. I noticed this week that Larry Kudlow is getting a lot of traction because remember he was pretty much the top economic advisor for Trump last time around, and. You know, he said something about Trump and the economy, which people watching, he was on Fox and he said the economy's good under Biden and people went boo, boo, boo. And it's no fault of Biden's by any stretch of the imagination. And I still say, Jay and I have said this a number of times, we had more money in our pocket when Trump was president than we did with Biden and all the damn taxes and we're going to get the rich and all that palarva. I was about to use another word. Began with a B, but it's so demeaning and it's infantile to listen to some of these discussions and debates about things. You know, and if we have one more government agency, has always been. You can have listened to me for 35 years on this program, and I've been very consistent about government being involved in our lives. There's way too much of it. There's way more of it now than there used to be because there's a concerted effort to not teach people in our public school system how the government works and how to think. It's what to think now, not how to think. They had a thing, it was here in Massachusetts, but it was another state too, Jay, we talked about this week, where the state, there was a proposal, legislative proposal, to keep teachers from advocating for certain political positions or for people running for office, and it got thrown out. Do you remember what state that was? I forget when we talked about it.
Oh, I want to say Vermont, but I feel like it was not Vermont. Yeah, it was one of those things that they weren't teaching how to think. It was what to think.
Yeah.
This is who I'm voting for. This is who you should vote for. When you can vote. This is who if your parents knew anything, this is who they should be voting for.
Yeah, right, yeah. Screw that stuff, man. All right, let's see here. Number four.
Can we talk about the real thing that's not on the list?
Okay, Jennifer.
The frozen Chiefs fans. What happened to those guys?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, there's no... Three friends were at another friend's house. They were watching the game, and then they just never made it home. And days later, I think it was one of the fiancés started looking for them, and they were found. One was found on the front porch, I believe, frozen, solid, and then two more were found in the back. And I think one of the relatives of one of them said that they believe they may have ingested something, but there's no autopsy has been completed to give any information.
And the guy who owned the house said he didn't know that they were out there.
Yeah.
He went to sleep with his headphones on. Know they were outside.
Yeah. Well,
that's
the story of
house. But did he not leave his house for a couple of days that he...
No, they were saying he didn't know anything. I don't know.
Because
cars
were a day or two later. Yeah.
All right. The big story in England this week is King Charles is having a prostate procedure. I don't know why that didn't make it into the top 10, but there it is. Back to the serious stuff. Number four and five, the situation in the Middle East. I think it's important that we remember International Holocaust Remembrance Day, the Nazis and their collaborators committing the murder of the 6 million Jews. This is the final solution. Remember, we heard so much about that when we actually studied in school World War II, what happened with the Nazis and their grasp on Germany. And so two-thirds of Europe's Jewish population was murdered by the Nazis, by Hitler. And so the United Nations has passed a resolution designating International Holocaust Remembrance Day. It started back in 2005. And so as we go through the weekend, that is something that a lot of people will be talking about because it is celebrated, if that's the right word, acknowledged, I'm not sure. But around the world, this will be something that people are talking about, going back through the history of how Hitler, who was appointed chancellor, came out of nowhere, and his first, almost the first thing he said was, we got to get rid of the Jews. And that became his mantra. Imagine then the support the guy had, that people were, the ignorance is untold here. Anyway, I thought that deserved a moment of notice here on our Talk Radio Review. It's 48 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with the charts for this week. Stories first. There are 10 of them, as usual, according to the work done by the researchers at Talkers Magazine. These lists are always on talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. At number 10, the weather. Number 9, the Oscars, at least the nominations. At number 8, situation with Boeing aircraft manufacturing. Number 7, the economy, mostly a focus on China's economy. Number 6, social media, artificial intelligence. Number 5, the U.S. versus the rebels over in the Red Sea. Number 4, the continuing Middle East war. Those four and five kind of connected together, I guess. Number 3, Mr. Trump and his problems with the law. Number 2, the migrant situation getting worse and worse in the presidential races. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Thank you!
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine for January 20th to the 26th, let's go through that list starting at number 10. Let's see. Because of the Oscars, I guess number 10 is Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie. Number 9, Carrie Lake. Number 8, Peter Navarro. Benjamin Netanyahu is in the number 7 position on the Countdown the People list. E. Jean Carroll and Fannie Willis, both have focus on Trump's legal stuff. Number 6, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. 5, Mitch McConnell, leader of the Senate. Mike Johnson, leader of the House. Number 4, Nikki Haley is number 3. Donald Trump's number 2. And President Joe Biden. I'm kind of surprised at this because I think Trump made a lot more noise this week than he always makes a lot of noise, but he made a lot more noise in my world listening to the stuff in New Hampshire than Biden did. Anyway. Okay, so that's the list.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now of the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, and Jennifer Horn. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. All right, have I covered all the bases? We got everybody covered in every order, right?
Me too. Any way you count.
All right. All right, let's go back to Jennifer's favorite subject, Mr. Trump. I see that his White House advisor, Peter Navarro, was sentenced to 4 months in the slammer. True. Has to pay a $9,500 fine for defying a congressional subpoena. And so what was he being, what do they want to get out of him, and why did he feel he could defy them? Obviously, this is
I'd like to know if Hunter Biden's going to go and sit next to him for 4 months in jail, because he defied a congressional subpoena as well. So
okay,
I wonder.
So what does that got to do with this? Don't answer this. Let's talk about this first, and then you can throw bombs at.
It's odd. Well, he just didn't show up for a congressional hearing, and this is because they thought it was. He thought it was.
Well, the Republicans run Congress, so why didn't they go after Hunter Biden
because
the same way they went after this guy?
This was from back in 2021. When the Democrats were in charge of Congress. So two misdemeanor counts of criminal contempt of Congress. So now he goes to jail for 4 months. They wanted to talk to him about January 6th. He said, forget it, not doing it. And so they're going to give him 4 months in prison to make
Why? What is he trying to hide?
An example out of him. I don't think he was trying to hide everything. You know, a lot of Republicans feel that they're being persecuted. And that they're being that it's not fair that they're going after them. And so a lot of people, Peter Navarro's one who's got a huge backbone. He said, forget it, not doing it. And
a huge backbone? Is that what it takes to? I think Congress
is. Doug, they have weaponized the government against conservatives. You have people who are serving these ridiculous sentences for walking into the Capitol and then walking out again. There was not one gun on January 6th. It was not an insurrection. No one has been convicted of an insurrection. Was it bad that were there some bad actors? Yes. But there were also a lot of innocent people who got caught up and who are being punished and having their lives ruined for it. And you know, I just want to see an equal playing field. If Peter Navarro didn't show up, then he deserves the 4 months in jail. I'm just saying, so does everybody else that is being held in contempt.
Well, so what is being done then to harvest Hunter Biden? Every day, Robert F. Kennedy looks better to me. Every single day, this ridiculous back and forth with Trump making fun of Nikki Haley's dress. Come on, grow up. It's enough already, this stuff. You got the nomination, so let's move on.
Well, he doesn't have the nomination yet.
Yeah, he does have the nomination. Sure he does. And as a matter of fact, the Republican National Committee has pulled out all the stops pretty much to get Trump declared as the presumptive nominee. Anyway.
Well, they just want to start being able to focus on the general. They're no fans of Trump. It's unfortunate, and that's why a lot of Republicans don't donate to the RNC anymore. But they see the writing on the wall, and that's Nikki Haley's not ahead in any other state, not even her own, which is coming up in February. So.
Yeah. Okay. So she didn't. But you're telling me that Trump is the best that we have to offer, and Biden's the best we have
100%.
To offer?
Nah. No, he's the worst.
Sorry. No sale. And who is this staffer? Named Sarah Matthews. She was apparently a deputy press secretary, and she's sticking it to Trump. And I'm wondering how many of these people. See, there are people I know that you probably don't talk about this on your program, and I don't like talking about it on my program either, frankly. I don't like any of this stuff because it doesn't get us anywhere. But because we're doing the review and Trump is hot, she... has been talking to people who would donate to Nikki Haley. She rounded up a group of people to give money to Haley's campaign after Trump warned anybody that had anything to do with him not to donate any money to Haley because they'll be permanently barred from the MAGAGAs. We don't want them, he said. You know what? It's just bad. It's a bad tone. It may be, listen, I embrace a lot of the policies. I don't embrace his farm policy at all. I thought he had a lot of nerve, frankly, going to Iowa and talking to the farmers about what a wonderful job he did for
like
farmers.
You don't like his foreign policy? We had no wars under
President. I didn't say about foreign policy. I'm talking about the farm. There are some things, whether we had any war or not, whether people are afraid of him or not, remains to be seen. You know, he does have a backbone, and some people are afraid of him, whether they're, you know, because he's tough or just because he makes a lot of noise, whatever it is. But there are a lot of folks who don't want to cross him, and that's good in many circumstances. But come on with the rhetoric. Grow up. That's my view. And so we're out of time, boys and girls. 59 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.